Rave Radio. Folks, Joel Rollins here for Rave Radio on the first day of ISE 2015, and I'm getting a chance to sit down for the first time, as is with me, Scott Wills. Scott is Senior Director of International Member Services for Infocom. A full revelation here. Scott and I have known each other quite a long time.
So that's called disclosure, isn't it? Full disclosure?
It is disclosure,
but let's not disclose all.
We won't, okay. Because there are some old stories.
Yes.
But, Scott, I mean, first of all, I guess you're the first person I've had a chance to talk to from Infocom formally sitting at this desk.
Ah.
How's the show going?
Oh, Joel, we couldn't be happier, to be honest. The show is so well attended. One of the signs, trying to have lunch and food, there's queues everywhere with the constant
traffic. So I've noticed. It just took me 10 minutes to get a Pepsi.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not just the quantity, it's the quality. The folks are just having in-depth conversations with everybody that they meet on the targeted booths and things. And, it is so well attended that that's one of the reasons that we're having to expand next year to 4 days.
Sure. I will say this so that politically you don't have to. But
thank you.
This show definitely outshines Infocom in the United States.
I did not say that.
No, you did not say that.
No.
And you won't, and I know that. So,
So well, it's a different kind of show.
It is.
This has definitely a European flavor. Fancy that.
It does. And it's a combination of home and commercial audiovisual technology.
Definitely.
But I also think, personally, that it's an acknowledgement of the fact that that's happening anyway.
Very good point. Very good point. As the technologies merge and the different sides of the industry, if you will, become so similar, the synergy here is just superb.
And synergy is a good word because, I run a real small integration company in the New York area. And as I look around, the things that I never get to see are home theater products, which are now making their way into small meeting rooms. One of the things that, you want to talk about a small product that has gone crazy in every AV integrator I know, we're putting Apple TVs everywhere.
Ah, yes.
Right, just for AirPlay. No, they don't usually let them watch movies on them, but
yes.
they are without a doubt the most convenient little wireless receiver for a presentation there is. Now, there's a lot of new competitors to that here at the show. Actually, I'm seeing a lot of new tech, and that's another thing that I'm noticing as a difference, which is, people used to save product introductions for the Infocom show in the U.S. Now they do them here, too. And
true.
I think that's another mark about the show.
We also have product rollout from certain companies at our India show or the China show. So, yes.
How many shows are there now?
There are 11 as I count them now.
That's what I thought.
Yes, 11 shows.
Right, and
we need one more, so we have one a month.
And as international, 10 of the 11 are in your ballpark?
Nine of the 11. We have two in the States.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the second one in the States?
Connections.
Okay.
Yes, Infocom Connections. But we have, let's see if I can list them off for you, if
sure.
That would be helpful. We have the Beijing show.
Right.
So Infocom China. We have the Middle East show. We have Infocom India. Then we have our show in Australia with our partners there, Integrate. And then we have three shows in the Latin American region, Mexico City and Colombia and Sao Paulo.
So you're doing even more traveling than you did in your Coast Guard days.
Well, I'll tell you, I am very quick to say that I am blessed with a staff that is so competent and great volunteers all around the world that are in this community. I don't go to all these shows. The staff that are in place are very competent. The programs that we deliver are always pushed to the limit of the capacity of what is needed, and I'm just very proud. So maybe half of them.
Now, you spent your last couple of years as International Director of Education. What's the program like here this year?
That is still part of my responsibility, but I have others that maintain that part for me.
Sure.
But this program has a little new twist to it this year. We had a day-long program on Monday that was just a short course on preparatory for the certification exam, the CTS exam, and we have that ongoing through the show right now. people can come, and we've had several. In fact, this morning I had the pleasure of shaking the hand of a gentleman from the UK who was the first one to pass their CTS exam here at the show. So we're adding to that number. So that was a full-day program yesterday, and this morning we had a master class as well, which was in-depth on display technology. Mr. Bob Simpson led that one.
Old friend.
Stellar, yes, great friend.
And stellar presenter.
Yes, and a guru of the display technology, for sure. Love the guy.
Yeah, his books have been great.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Beyond those, we have a stellar lineup of 30 other seminar sessions ongoing now and throughout the whole course of the show. One of the unique things about this year, Infocom, the membership side of Infocom, we've started a guest membership.
This is what I was going to ask about. I heard about this at dinner last night, and I thought that was incredibly innovative. How does it work?
Yes, many folks are familiar somewhat with Infocom, mainly perhaps about the show in the U.S. and the name, the brand, but there are many other aspects to Infocom. We do offer education, the certification. We offer standards, other elements, you know, that we have for the industry. We try, since we're a member-driven organization, to provide whatever the industry needs. We have advisory groups all around the world in our different regions that clue us in on what is needed. So back to the education program here, we had an advisory group, a local European-based, broad-based advisory group that gave us input as to what they thought was pertinent. We, of course, as we do for all of our shows, have a call for presenters, and those are always available on our website. So if anybody's listening is interested in speaking at any of our shows, we have standing call for presenters for 11 shows around the world, and those get vetted by our advisory group, and then we develop the lineup as we have here at this show, 30 different seminars. The guest membership program is a scheme to allow people that are not members of Infocom to sample what it's like. For years, we've offered this education here at the show, and it's 40, 45 euro to come and sit and get knowledge, technical or business or whatever it may be, from your peers. And I mean, such folk as like Bob Simpson and Joe Carnwall and many others that are experts in their field. But if you're a member, you can get into all of these sessions for free at the show. Guest membership allows you to do the same thing. And it's a simple...
Wow. Folks, for those of you who are listening, how long is this program going to run? Or do you know?
It will close out at the close of the ISE show this year.
Oh, it will.
So we've got two more days that folks can take part in the guest membership program.
But you are here and you are not a member, turning this down would be the dumbest thing you've ever done. I mean, I really have to jump in for 1 second and say, as somebody who's taught over 30 institutes for Infocom and a former educator of the year, people always ask why you volunteered that level of time. It has been the best thing for my career that I have ever done. And you know, it is, participating in your industry is so worthwhile, you need to do it. And this guest membership program is a completely painless way to try this out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that, Joel.
It's, what do they do to get signed up?
To attain guest membership, it's so simple. Infocom has a booth right near the Holland entrance of the hall. It's actually between Hall 10 and Hall 11. We're floating as an island as soon as you come up the escalators.
The big white circular booth
exactly,
there.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We are located there. You simply stop into that booth and tell any of our staff that you're interested in guest membership. They will simply scan your badge. It's painless. That doesn't hurt at all. And they will give you a special emblem for your show credentials that then allow you full entry to all of the sessions. Not only that, beyond
that. This is an all-access pass, folks.
It is. It's all access to our education. But beyond that, if any guest member is interested in being signed up for online education, because Infocom offers many online portions. You know, if somebody's interested in design,
right,
design school, we have that online. It takes some 60, 70 hours to complete that curricula online.
Sure. I actually have two new techs doing it right now.
Oh, there you go. Okay. But all members of Infocom get an array of four online courses for free. The Quick Start to the AV Industry, Essentials of the AV Industry, which is all the technology. It's essentially the terminology or the language of AV. And then there's the CTS Preparatory class online that's available. And then we have our Recognized Audiovisual Technologist test.
Right.
All members get. If any guest member
is... Which is for end-user technologists, right?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah, the RAVT test essentially is an online test that you can take that shows that you actually know the terminology of audiovisual. What does DLP mean? What is a cardioid microphone?
Right.
Those sorts of things are in that. And that's a necessary base of knowledge to start with so that you can then reach the next level and understand some of this technology that's on this vast and wonderful show floor.
Vast.
For sure.
Vast.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. It's my third year here, and I've not yet seen an entire show floor. I mean, literally. Number one, the rye wanders all over the place.
It does.
And every time you think you've seen every aisle, you suddenly find another hall.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I've had three folks ask me this morning, actually, what halls is ISE in? And the easy answer to this one this year is all of them.
All of them.
So next
year, the only way to expand is a fourth day.
It is.
Wow.
That's
impressive in the amount of time that this has been growing. That's phenomenal. How does things work educationally? Are we sharing with CEDIA? I mean, I'm an Infocom member, but not a CEDIA member, and I know that both organizations are here.
Sure, yes. So ISE is a joint project of CEDIA and Infocom. Each CEDIA and Infocom have 50% ownership in ISE. And from year to year, I mean, our partners, CEDIA, they have their own education program. We coordinate with them as far as location of our education programs to make it easier for all of the attendees. But we have not collaborated so much on content. They certainly run their program, and we run ours, because it's specific to,
sure,
to each,
oh, absolutely,
market.
Yeah, because I don't need to know a whole lot about home theater seating.
Right,
and
exactly.
I noticed they had a great course on that going.
Yes.
So I stuck my head in the door, and I'm like, wow,
sure.
That's...
Sure, and likewise, they don't have the need of much digital signage. So
right.
Yes.
Right. Digital out of home is,
yes,
is specifically not part.
So, exactly.
So what else has... I mean, every year when I come, you've added programs, you've added concept. One of the challenges of your job has to be making an international organization fit in what are... I mean, I've been in the staging business. I've traveled extensively in different cultures all over the world. And so much of that comes... How do we tailor an organization to local needs?
Oh, that's an excellent question, Joel. And Infocom is truly represented globally. The one commonality, I would tell you, around the globe would certainly be the technology.
Sure.
So what we're doing here in Europe is the same technology in Malaysia.
Right, absolutely.
It's the same in Australia. You know, it's other things, some of the nuances of how you deal with end users or, you know, communicating back and forth to make sure that we understand what the end user needs so that we supply the answers to that.
Right.
Many of those things are very common. It's communication practice and digging under that. But that being said, there are nuances beyond language.
Right.
That do make some differences. We have regional offices around the world. Our events that we hold around the world are tailored to the regions.
Right.
Okay, so the things that we have here in Europe are certainly different than those that we have in Singapore.
For instance, we have beer on the floor.
Exactly, yes. In Orlando, I don't think we're going to have beer on the floor.
Right.
And it'll just be a little different atmosphere. So... likewise, the education programs are slightly tailored as
right.
well to the local palate.
Right. I mean, one of the things I notice here in the stands, people spend more time.
Yes.
It is, you know, in Europe, and I've done a lot of shows here as well, you know, it's a much more social experience at a trade show. And yes. relationships count a lot.
Very much so.
My favorite stand in the entire show, 3 years running, Lang AG. Right, who are without a doubt, I mean, and I'll say this to all the distributors that I work with, the best single distributor I've ever seen in the world. And literally, you know, with a level of talent to bring to the dealer that I've never seen from any place else. And the industry is structured that way here. Distributors have a bigger role here than they do in the rest of the world. And I know that marketing those kind of products in India and in Asia is different still from those things.
Definitely.
So you know, one of the things that has impressed me is over the last couple of years, the international staff that you've brought on. I mean, when you stop at the big white circular booth for Infocom, right, it's like the United Nations of audiovisual, right? I mean, you're represented by everybody up there, which is great because we are seeing for the first time, number one, I'm seeing a lot of the same people here that exhibit in the U.S. show that exhibit, you know, we're moving people around the world, and yet we're dealing with them on a local basis. That has to be, that has to be a full-time job.
It is, and I appreciate you mentioning that. It's interesting, from my viewpoint, I have to pause to see that perspective that you just mentioned, because it's my common world every day.
Right.
I see all of our staff as well as all of our members. I see them as all the Infocom family. But then, at the same time, I have to recognize that there are nuances between each area of the world. And we are very, very fortunate. I'll say it again. I think we have the best staff ever. We have representation on staff of Brazil, Colombia, Chile, Singapore, Hong Kong, Australia, India, Germany, Czech Republic, UK. I mean, just it goes on and on. And
one of the things that, I mean, one of my first experiences in really experiencing the nuances was I engineered Panasonic's 3D theater for E3.
Oh, yes.
And that was four people from my company, Riverview Systems, and four Japanese AV techs. They got there early, so did we. We spoke no Japanese, they spoke no English. We worked together for 4 days before the interpreters and the management staff actually arrived. And during that time, through pictograms, we discovered how much we had in common.
Excellent.
You know, and then we finally went out to we all went out to dinner together with an interpreter and you know, realized how much, you know, we work in different cultures.
Yes.
But we do the same thing. And because of it, there was a common bond there that was a lot of fun. We also had a lot of sushi.
Excellent.
But you know, it really must be an experience, you know, as you say, the Infocom family.
Yes.
You know, that one of the things I've enjoyed the most from the days that people like you and Terry brought me into this business was that there really is kind of a you know, people around the world sharing a craft.
Yes.
And being just as excited about it everywhere, you know.
I would echo that as well.
Yeah.
And the pride that that our community takes in the projects that they design, the final, it's sort of like turning the keys over to a shiny new car to the end user.
Yeah.
It's just, there's so
and
much
and sometimes
pride
it's hard to let go of that key ring.
Yes,
it really is. It's like, I've had so much fun putting this together. Now I don't want to get rid of it.
Surely.
You know, can I keep it?
Yes.
And unfortunately, they usually won't let me keep their boardroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also want to give a shout out. You know, I mean, Infocom, the membership and the community of Infocom is very broad. I mean, it truly goes the complete gamut.
Sure.
From the manufacturer to the distributor, the reseller, the installer, the programmer. Certainly the end user,
right.
All of the service companies involved of maintaining systems, and even our brethren in the media that just write about it. I mean, it's just one massive community that we have one heart, really, about loving this technology and making sure that we communicate properly.
Okay, well, I'm not, I mean, obviously the show's not over, so we can't ask for numbers. And the other thing is,
Joel, I probably wouldn't
give them
to
me. Right, but I will I ask this?
Yes.
Everyone I've talked to so far, including Infocom and CEDIA personnel, says we're going to exceed last year.
Well, you know, we have a little game that we do play. I will confess that, you know, and
there's a pool.
There's a pool, yes, yeah. And it's not full of water, but there is a pool,
right?
And everybody has to put in their little guess, and we none of us know until the show is over,
right?
And we're wrapping up and having our.
I noticed that Amsterdam made Mike Blackman mayor for the duration of the show.
I think that might speak for itself.
That does, yeah,
yes,
yeah. And I'll be talking to Mike too. Here's my question would be.
Yes.
What's the end user component here? Obviously, it's been growing in the United States.
Oh, yes.
Do we know, or is that something I'm going to have to get from Mike at the end of the show?
Mike would certainly have that data, but I know that there are many different groups of representing the end users here. Many of the folks that are integrators and designers have brought their customers here just so that they can do comparisons of project pieces that might go in the future so that they can look at the variations and things, which is a very key aspect of an exposition like this. The show's just started. I know that there are 44 universities in the UK alone represented on the show floor here today.
Wow.
There is a large contingency of the AV users group.
Right. I've seen an enormous amount of the medical community from across Europe as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a very, very important portion, obviously, of our attendees. They're the end consumers of not just the products. You know, we need to think beyond the products.
Way beyond the products.
It is the total package of putting the products together in a working system in an environment, putting in the content that actually communicates the message or serves the function.
Yeah, I mean, Terry Friesenberg and I had a long talk at dinner last night about the fact that what we really do is create experiences. I mean, something I've always firmly believed in. We've done our job best when the technology disappears in favor of the customer's goals.
Exactly.
And I see that happening more and more around the world. I mean, obviously, as our technology has all become more integration friendly as it evolves. You know, I can remember when these were hard things, when we were, in order to control a device, we were taking it apart and hardwiring things
Definitely.
To it. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah. and I actually found my my first dealer instructional manual from York Controls the other day.
Yes, out of Texas, yes.
Yeah. It's amazing to see the explosive growth, how the industry's evolved. What's next for you?
Oh, you know, 2015 is really going to be a stellar year of growth. Right now, the non-North America, the non-USA Canada membership of Infocom stands at about 26%.
Right.
Just 2 years ago, it was only 17%.
Right, right.
So we're having really phenomenal growth, which is exciting. We have... the same needs, as I said, all around the world, and Infocom is trying to just be that organization that allows the community to come together. So my personal agenda is to continue pushing that globally to make sure that we deliver the right programs for social interconnection as well as educational opportunities globally.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that has been exciting to see, that with the giant growth of the trade shows,
yes.
One of the things I mean, I've served on the board and I've been a volunteer and an educator of the year. One of the things I've always been afraid of is that the trade shows and the technology would grow to the point where we lost sight of things like how important it is just to bring members together, that kind of function. I'm off to Infocom Live almost as soon as I get back from here, which is one of my favorite Infocom events, because it's people, I mean, most of these are people who have bailed me out in one city or another.
There you go.
It's just another great event for particularly, and for those of you who haven't heard of it yet, Infocom Live is specifically for AV people from the live events industry.
Yes.
The rental guys. So if it's San Diego this year, and if you haven't signed up for it, I believe it's still possible. And trust me, this is the best couple of days if you're in the rental business to actually sit down with your peers. Infocom does some great things at that. Number one, they give us a bunch of time together that's pretty unstructured. You know, it's like, let's all sit down and talk about the business. And that's a great place to be. What's you personally, you're on to another show? You're going home?
I'm going to go home for a little bit. Okay. Exactly. And then I'll see everybody in Beijing.
In Beijing?
Yes.
When's Beijing?
April.
Ah.
Yep, first part of April.
Yeah.
In Beijing.
That's the, we have to be growing fairly explosively there, too.
Yes.
I would think.
We have, let's see, well, this is off the top of my head, but last year's education program alone in Beijing was somewhere around 4,500 attendees.
Wow.
For the education.
Yep. Wow, that's phenomenal.
Yep.
Scott, you know, for the rest of us, great job.
Well, I appreciate the team. Thanks, Joel, but I'll take that on behalf of the whole entire team. And beyond the team, the staff of Infocom, it's the volunteers. It's our board. It's all of the volunteers, instructors, and subject matter experts, and those that participate in the certification program and vetting all those questions globally. You know, we are a community, and that's so critically important.
Yeah. Well, listen, Scott, thanks much for the effort for your whole team. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Joel.